Unit 55 です。The first 50 people to tickets will receive a free gift. Purchase, invest, assign, allow. 正解は A の purchase です。
The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift.
Purchase, 購入するという意味ですね。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift. The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift. The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift.The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift. The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift. The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift.The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift. The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift. The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift.The first 50 people to purchase tickets will receive a free gift.
Purchase は購入という意味の名詞にもなります。次は名詞として使われている例文を聞いてください。
Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase.
As a proof of purchase, これで購入の証明という意味になります。Proof of purchase.この塊で覚えておいてください。では10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase. Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase. Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase. Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase.Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase. Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase. Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase. Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase.Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase. Be sure to keep your receipt as proof of purchase.
Invest は投資するという意味です。例文聞いてみましょう。
Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property.
Invested heavily でたくさん投資したという意味です。In property, property は不動産という意味です。Heavily 元いくでよく出る子です。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property. Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property. Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property.Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property. Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property. Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property. Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property.Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property. Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property. Mr. Lopez invested heavily in property.
名詞形は investment です。これで投資という意味になります。例文聞いてみましょう。
The company made a huge investment in product development.
Made a huge investment. たくさん投資したという意味です。Investment は make するものなんだ。動詞 make と一緒に使うということも覚えておいてください。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The company made a huge investment in product development. The company made a huge investment in product development. The company made a huge investment in product development.The company made a huge investment in product development. The company made a huge investment in product development. The company made a huge investment in product development.The company made a huge investment in product development. The company made a huge investment in product development. The company made a huge investment in product development.The company made a huge investment in product development.
Foreign investors で外国人投資家という意味になります。Boost its economy 経済を活性化させるという意味です。この例文は2つに分けて練習しましょう。まずは The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible. この部分を5回練習してください。どうぞ。
The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible. The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible. The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible.The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible. The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible.
To boost its economy. この部分を5回練習してください。どうぞ。
To boost its economy. To boost its economy.To boost its economy. To boost its economy. To boost its economy.
最後に投資で5回練習してください。どうぞ。
The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible to boost its economy.The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible to boost its economy. The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible to boost its economy. The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible to boost its economy.The country is trying to attract as many foreign investors as possible to boost its economy.
Assign は割り当てるという意味です。例文聞いてください。
Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website.
Sam was assigned the task. で、そのタスクを割り当てられたという意味の受け身になっています。 ではこの例文10回練習してください。どうぞ。
Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website. Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website. Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website.Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website. Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website. Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website. Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website.Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website. Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website. Sam was assigned the task of creating a new website.
名詞形は assignment です。例文聞いてください。
Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment.
Special assignment 特別任務というような意味になります。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment. Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment.Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment. Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment. Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment. Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment.Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment. Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment. Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment. Mr. Heard went to Pakistan on a special assignment.
Allow は認める、許可するという意味です。
We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum.
Allow の後ろに人が来て、その後ろに to 不定詞が来るという、この形でよく使われます。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum.We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum. We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum. We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum. We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum. We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum. We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum. We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum. We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum. We don't allow visitors to take pictures of the exhibits inside the museum.
新教育の急所です。今日の問題の答えになっていた purchase ですけれども、購入する、買うという意味です。で、これ buy と同じ意味ですよね。buy の方が一般的なカジュアルな言い方で、purchase だとちょっとフォーマルな気取った言い方になります。TOEIC の part 3、4、7でこういうふうに同じ意味になるフォーマルな語とカジュアルな語の間の言い換え表現よく使われますんで、こういった語のペアですね、覚えるようにしてください。Unit 55以上です。